This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Can't hear anything. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. You're watching on Monumental Sports Network. You're hanging on the 106.7 The Fan stream, which I guess we should all get into. Good morning, Brian. Yeah, I can't hear a word either.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I hear absolutely nothing. But
now I hear you.
I am good. I don't hear anything.
Okay. We'll get to the bottom of all that.
Yeah.
Interesting day and night in Washington. Obviously, yesterday, the firing of Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt happened as we were on the air. And, you know, as you're on the air, you're kind of reacting in real time. Over the course of last night, I was able to make a bunch of calls and try to figure some stuff out, see where this thing is headed next. And obviously, we're going to get into all that. But the bombshell that dropped last night was the Ravens firing. And let's be clear, if you look at the language between the Ravens statement and then John Harbaugh's statement, he was fired. That was not a mutually agreeable parting ways.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they did it classy, like they did it the right way, but they're like, John, we love you. 21 years, time to go, dog.
Yeah, but I think in John's situation, it's very much like his former boss, Andy Reid.
In Philly.
Where you have a lot of success. John won a Super Bowl there. They were one of the best teams in the league the whole time he was there. But all of a sudden, like you look at the last few years and you start seeing a message get a little stale. Doesn't mean that you're a bad coach, but after being a certain place for a certain amount of time, you know, and look at them. They're similar to how the Steelers were. Third coach in the history of that franchise.
Crazy. Now, you know, Steelers have been around a lot longer, yeah, but yeah.
But the Steelers, like, but I'm saying, if you look at how they are, they normally keep their coaches around for a certain amount of time.
Sure.
And when you hit around that 10, 12, 13-year thing, if you're not winning at a high level, people start getting a little antsy because you built a certain level of what is your expectation. You know, if other teams were having the success they've had, they're thrilled. They're not happy with going into the playoffs and leaving out in the first round. They want to be in the playoffs and be there all the way to the end.
Yeah.
And I think that's the difference where, you know, a lot of times some of the coaches, like a John, like a Andy Reid, they are competing against themselves because of what the success level they've had. Now their expectations go way up. The other teams, you know, you'd be happy your team going to the playoffs, being around that playoffs. But not them. Not anymore.
Landfill provided us with an outrageous statistic. John Harbaugh has more playoff appearances than the entire Cardinals franchise. Now, I don't know if that's just since they got to Arizona or dating back to the St. Louis days or what, but that is crazy.
It is crazy.
I find it really hard to believe John Harbaugh doesn't get hired.
Well, if you hear 45 minutes after he was released, fired, whatever you want to call it, 7 teams reached out to him, and some of those teams have coaches.
Well, so do the math on that. There's now 7 openings. And if 7 teams had reached out, One of them's the team that just fired him, so they're not reaching out.
They're not reaching out. So there is a team out there that has a coach that said, hey, what's up, dog?
Well, I think if you're looking around, and we're going to get into what Washington's doing next at offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator, but if you're looking around and you were Todd Bowles or Mike McDaniel, and you get through Black Monday, you're the coach of the Tampa Bay Bucks or the Miami Dolphins, and you get through Black Monday, you're probably feeling pretty good. You're probably feeling pretty good right up until John Harbaugh gets fired in Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
but you know what, though, bro? I sit here and I listen to people when a head coach gets fired or released, and I truly wonder, are those coaches feeling like the – are the coaches feeling
Shout
like –
Shout out to Jeff the engineer. Yeah. The Monumental, put Jeff on TV trying to figure this out. It's going great here.
I may be off or something, but we'll see. But it's
you
like,
and I can hear each other talk, so at least until the break, we're okay.
I just think that, you know, you look at coaches when they have a year, two, four, 5 years left on their contract, they get fired, they still get paid now.
Sure.
Okay, especially head coaches. And the guys that are like a John Harbaugh, I reached out to John last night, and I'm sure I'll get a message from him eventually.
He probably had a lot going on.
Yeah, he had a lot going on, but like the thing of it, I have been through, like the coaches I've become real close with, I've reached out to them over these years, and I get a response back because I have a relationship with those guys at a level that was beyond just being a coach and a player. You know what I mean? And I think those guys would be okay. When David Culley got released that time, you know, I reached out to David, and he's like, I said, how you doing, man? He said, yeah, nobody want to get fired, but I'm cool because he had 4 years left on that damn contract, you know, at like, what, $7 million a year. And I know it ain't all about the money, but you know what? That's a great relief when I'm getting fired, but I'm still getting paid. Because most of us, when we get fired, we don't get paid.
Sure. I think, you know, Culley, if I remember right, I think that team went 2-14, and he probably wasn't surprised to be fired. I think a dude
that was his first year. So, right. And I don't think anybody in their first year, you expect them to come out there and do great. You know, there have been coaches come out in their first year, second year, third, 5 years.
Regardless.
I'm just saying.
Yes, they get paid, for sure. Yeah. I think Todd Bowles has been very clear he doesn't think he deserves to be fired. He's like, we won the division three straight times. Yeah. Mike McDaniel, they fire the GM. He goes 5-2, I think, down the stretch. I think both – my point is to what you're saying about, all right, there are seven openings already.
Yeah.
And one of them is checking in with Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. And that clearly means it's one team with a head coach in place.
Yeah.
The coaches, and who knows, man. I mean, if you look around the league where that could be, I think the questions were about what's going to happen in Tampa. Okay, looks like Todd's okay. What's going to happen in Miami? Oh, looks like Mike's okay. It's a little different when you got a guy. Lanfield gave me the stat, dude. The Arizona Cardinals, and previously the Phoenix Cardinals, previously the St. Louis Cardinals, mm-hmm. They've been around for 106 years.
Mm-hmm.
They have 11 playoff appearances. That must mean like playoff appearances, because just in the Super Bowl run, I think they had to win four games to get there. You know what I mean? Not necessarily playoff wins, but playoff appearances.
Mm-hmm.
John Harbaugh had 12 playoff appearances in 18 seasons.
That's just a bad franchise.
Sure.
But like the thing,
but it's also a good coach.
I know we look at Tampa, we look at Miami. It could be a team that we're not even thinking of. Because when a guy of that caliber gets on the market, somebody might be looking at their team right now saying, you know, we've been average. We've been winning, but we're not taking that step. I'll go get him.
Let's go through where it's not, mm-hmm. right? Not Denver. It's not New England. It's not Jacksonville. It's not Houston. It's not the Chargers. Mm-hmm. They're not going to fire his brother to bring him in.
Yeah, he wouldn't take that one.
Right. Since he ain't doing it, they're too cheap. They're not going to blow everybody out to bring him in.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Kansas City.
Nah.
Unless you think Andy is telling Hunt, like, hey, man.
I might ride off in the sunset. That'd be a good dude to get.
You think there's any chance of that? I find it hard to believe, but it's interesting.
My last conversation with Andy, I think Andy wants to do it a little longer. But then again, there was something in there that kind of told me that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The end is kind of getting near.
That'd be hella interesting. The Browns, obviously. The Raiders, obviously. You think the Jets, who just told Aaron Glenn he's cool, do you think that changes?
Could be.
That's a could be.
I mean, that's a could be. You know, but like, I would look at that situation and look at John and say, do you want to take on that? Do you want to deal with that dude up there?
I agree with
you. You know what I'm saying?
Like, if you're John Harbaugh, you get to be pretty selective.
See, certain coaches can choose what they want. You know, two of them that I've been looking at, New York, Raiders.
I think
those two, I think, are kind of.
Listen, I don't want to be morbid here, but I think, I don't know if you watched Hard Knocks last night, but there's been, it's been reported that John Mara is pretty sick, dealing with cancer. If you're John Mara and you're like, all right, I'm going to get this dude to put my franchise back on track, I think you feel great about that going forward.
Hell yeah.
Like, since they fired Coughlin, which they probably shouldn't have done in hindsight, it's been a mess up there. It's been a mess.
Yeah.
And now you're getting somebody of that caliber, right? Somebody with the ring, somebody with the stability, leader of men, you know, tactician, all those things.
Listen, you get around some coaches that are happy to be a coach in the NFL, and you get around other coaches who are there to work and get it done.
To win.
John is that dude.
Yeah, I think, to me, the Giants are the top of the list. As far as the organizations that maybe reach out, Buffalo's the sixth seed. All of a sudden, Buffalo was supposed to be the cream of the crop in the AFC East for a long time. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, New England's back on top.
Yeah.
If you're the owner, if you're the Pegulas, and Sean has been good, do you want somebody that maybe has done it? I don't know that answer. But like, when you think about what teams have reached out, I don't know that it'd be Buffalo. KC would be fascinating. The Raiders, the Jets, the Titans all make sense.
But you know what I meant with that situation, OJ? They said 45 minutes after he was fired, that happened. We way beyond 45 minutes now. Probably some other people already reached out too.
Look through the NFC. It's not Seattle. It's not Chicago. Any chance Howie called?
Howie Roseman?
Yeah.
Nah.
I don't think so either.
Nah. I don't think that one.
Okay. I don't think it'd be Carolina. It's certainly not the Rams. It's not the Niners. Could Green Bay have called? I doubt it. LaFleur's been great.
So, yeah.
Minnesota ain't calling. You got O'Connell. Detroit ain't calling.
I think the guys with quarterbacks, I don't know if John will be that guy. Because, I mean, the head coaches that are offensive-minded guys with a younger quarterback, younger-level quarterback, I think those people would feel better with the offensive coach.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's not Minnesota, it's not Detroit. I think Tampa's really interesting. Atlanta's obviously interesting. I don't think the Saints, after the season, the success they just had late in the year with Shook and Kellen Moore calling plays. The Giants, the Cardinals, those are all obvious ones. It seems to me John Harbaugh ends up with the New York Giants. That's just my gut all the way. But this is because the Rooney rule really slows down the hiring process. Mm-hmm. And now there's a number of rules and stipulations in place for when and how you can talk to head coaching candidates that are coordinators on other playoff teams. Mm-hmm. Like, the process goes slow now. Nobody's getting hired tomorrow. Even in Washington for these coordinator jobs, nothing's going to happen immediately. So if
2 weeks, probably you see some movements.
You could probably get your first hire done like that week after MLK, mm-hmm. right? So that MLK is 2 weeks out, I think, like the week after. So January 23rd-ish. And it depends on what teams get knocked out of the playoffs and who becomes available for interviews and all that stuff. But all I'm saying is now that Harbaugh's on the market, I think some jobs that seemed okay, you're all right.
I think he gets hired first, and then everything starts to happen.
What I'm saying is I think some dudes could get fired that we weren't expecting still going into this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with Harbaugh out, I think it's pretty interesting with Tomlin. What happens if Pittsburgh gets blown out Monday night by Houston? I think that job is Tomlin's as long as he wants it. That's always been kind of my gut, my read with Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
But 6 weeks ago, there were fire Tomlin chance in the stands. You know,
it'd been like that for 6 years.
Sure. So. And they haven't had playoff success in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are kind of the last mysteries to me. Still, mm-hmm. though, my gut says Harbaugh to the Giants.
And when you look at a Harbaugh being fired, you know, we always ask the question, who you going to hire? Who you going to hire that's much better than Harbaugh? Who you going to hire that's much better than Tomlin? When you start looking around, I understand, yes, we get tired and we want to hire somebody else and people push for it, but who the hell are you going to get that's better?
Dog, if you...
That question, I think, is a question that has never been answered when people ask that question, who you going to get that's better? Especially for somebody of their level.
That's, I mean, in college sports, you hear this all the time, fire the coach. Mm-hmm. Who are you going to get? Who are you going to get? And I'm with you. I think the management up there, ownership up there, really patient, long-term view, have the right ideas, and eventually you need a change. I also wonder, late in the season, you started to hear the first public reporting of Lamar's shortcomings, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
There was an article in the Baltimore Sun by a dude that's been in Baltimore a long time, a respected columnist, saying Lamar's not a bad guy. He's just not that focused. There's different rules for Lamar and the organization and everybody else. And like when you start to have different rules for different people, sometimes that speaks to a fragmentation. To me, as I look at this, clearly, the organization, like any talk of Lamar being traded, I bet is done now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whoever's coming into Baltimore is coming in with the clear
believe
marching
it.
Order.
I want that dude.
That's our guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that's the wrong decision, frankly. A dude of that talent, you got to keep him healthy, but that's the case around the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get into kind of what I've heard over the last 24 hours, specifically for the Washington coordinator jobs. And we're going to get to this. I know we want to dedicate some real time to it. But the Wiz, B.
I watched some of that one last night.
Sar.
Them dudes play, bro. They play.
And dude.
They play hard. They care about each other. But you can see they're pulling for each other. And when you got that type of little chemistry going, damn good things can happen.
They've now won, I believe, 3 of 4. They've won 5 of 7. Sar is balling.
Sar changes the other team's offense whenever they come in the paint close to him.
Totally, man. If you look at Alex Sar last night, so Paolo Banchero for the Magic was...
He shut him down.
Number 2 overall pick, right? Like, he was a big deal. Plus minus last night, he was a minus 22.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think Sar was?
Had to be plus something because he was 21 points, but about 11, 12, 13.
23 points, 7 boards, five blocks.
5 blocks, yeah.
Alex Sar last night was plus 23.
Mm.
Pretty darn good. Here's what I want to do. Let's have a real conversation about what happens next for the Washington Commanders. Where do you go from here? At offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.